Case number 11,293, Concrete Building Systems of Delaware Incorporated, north of Road 502 Racetrack Road, quarter of a mile west of Route 13A by State Boulevard. Tax map ID is District 532, map 20, parcel 12.01. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home-type structure as an office.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. Todd Stevens, 1103 Harbor Point Drive, Salisbury, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, distinguished commissioners. My name is Todd Stevens. I'm the president of Concrete Building Systems in Delmar, Delaware. I'm here this evening to request a special use exemption for the placement of an approval for the manufactured type home as an office structure at my business. Concrete Building Systems is a precast concrete facility, manufactures precast concrete components for building structures. We are the only Precast Concrete Institute certified producer in the state of Delaware. We currently have been operating since 1981. I purchased the property and business in late 2007. The current facility that was at that location, and in fact, the entire business was in need of quite a bit of repair, and I've spent several hundreds of thousands of dollars replacing equipment, replacing office structures, replacing different things on the facility. I've replaced the batch plant, replaced the drum mixers to bring that up to code, to bring it to standards required for the certification by the Precast Concrete Institute. In doing so, we actually did not know that we were in violation of your necessity to have a special use exemption for placement of a manufactured type home, the need to actually have that. There was an existing structure there, went through the process of putting a new facility in place. In fact, I have submissions of what was there and other pictures, if I could present that, please.
Okay, if you'll pass them down, please.
I apologize, I don't have a kit for everyone. The
first picture essentially shows an overview of the property in the middle 90s with a office-type trailer at the front of the property. You'll see that's circled. The other pictures behind that are now the existing structure that is at the facility. So we've, again, made for aesthetic purposes, and as well, you'll see in the existing picture there was multiple, in the same footprint, there were multiple buildings. Unfortunately, due to wear and tear and taking the facility over, that actually had gotten to the point where we had for the safety and well-being of our employees, was in need of immediate replacement. As well, the new facility allowed us to bring inside some of the outside walkways, thereby producing a few extra square foot, which it did allow me to actually bring another business from Salisbury, Maryland. I have a building in Salisbury, and I brought a company called Global Maintenance to Delmar, Delaware in February of this year. Approximately 11 employees came over in February of this year. Due to the additional space, again, as you see from the structure, we've done a job of trying to make it very, very aesthetically pleasing for not only the residents and the other customers that I have, but also for the employees. So it gives us a definite improvement in the area. Concerning whether the exception would substantially affect or adversely affect the adjacent neighboring properties or businesses, I actually have gotten two letters of support from local my adjacent property owners. The first letter is from Crystal Steel and their Executive Vice President Ahmad Mohammed. Do you have that?
Yes, we do.
Does anyone have that in their pocket?
I think she does.
She does?
Okay. Their comments are that we are firmly in support of the location and structure in question and commend Concrete Building Systems for investing in this new facility in our region. We also highly recommend that the Commission approve this special use exemption at the aforementioned hearing. We've been in business and been a fellow manufacturing business alongside Crystal Steel for the length of time I've been there, but my understanding is from the late 80s on, those folks have been our neighbors and fellow business people. The other letter I received was from, and you should have in your files, was from Tom Anderson from Anderson Tire, which is an adjacent property. He also states that we are fortunate to have business people in our community that are willing to invest in our community and improve the look and appearance of their structures. I approve the building that was put there, and I highly recommend that the commission approve this special use exemption. I also met with Melody Booker from the Department of Economic Development several weeks ago. I made her aware of the fact that we were looking for a special use exemption. She did a site visit. I walked through the facility with her, showing her the improvements made, not only to our structure, but also to our batch plant, to our beds that we use for forming concrete. Concrete building systems build such structures as, we did all the precast for the Mount Air rendering plant, for example, the new hatchery that they have here. Concrete building systems built the Bay Health Medical Center parking structure in 2009. If there's just some of the similar properties that were done. But we received a letter from Melanie's office, actually from Director Alan Levine, stating that he also is in approval, and he says that it is our understanding that the County Board of Adjustments hearing will be held on November 4th to seek approval for a special use exemption. DDO is in support of the structure in question, and we commend Todd Stevens for investing in this facility and in additional employees in the state of Delaware. Lastly, we recommend the commission approve this special use exemption at the November 4th hearing. The last question is, are there any requirements which are applicable to the specific exception being requested? And not that I'm aware of. Gentlemen, I would request that you approve my special use exemption for this facility in Del Mar at Concrete Building Systems. Thank you.
Any questions from members of the board? We'll start down here with Mr. Workman.
Yeah, your trailer is 64 by 24?
64 by 42. Yeah, yes, sir.
So you got and you got another one 12 by 47?
No, sir. That was the old facilities that were there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long has that building been there now? You've been using that?
19. We've been for about a year.
You've been using that building for about a year now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Reckers? What building were you're using for about a year? Which one?
The existing structure.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Again, I didn't move our employees from Maryland until about February of this year.
You said 1981?
1981 is the latest record that I have. The picture that I show is from around 95, I believe 97. Previous owner had taken that overview. But yes, 1981, the plant was set up, I believe it was called Modicrete. Mm-hmm. Started by EWB Engineers. I don't know if Andy Booth, anyone is familiar with Andy, but anyway, he started that business. And Schaefer Brothers owned it. The last owner was Varin Sharma and sold the business to me in 2008, late 2008.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you get a permit for that building?
We're in the process actually of doing that. I paid for the planning and zoning, or all the fees necessary to do the review. It was a replacement facility, and then that's when they called the fact that this was necessary.
To get a permit.
But all the sewer, all the certifications for the sewer, the electrical, all the other hookups were all complete.
Do you plan on building anything permanent there?
My comment to that would be, I thought I was. That structure that goes there, for example, I actually I met with Hale Trailers, and Hale Trailers got a special use exemption as well for exactly the same facility. In fact, that's who I bought that from. They are using that existing facility, and I, to be frank with you, it's a very nice facility. It's basically, to say the truth, there's 64 piers underneath that building. I probably saved myself a lot of concrete and foundation if I had just put it on a foundation, but it is what we would like to do to finish the facade of that would actually be install a nice awning on that with our name. But no, sir, at this time, I'd like to keep that facility there for at least the next 5 years.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Johnson?
What type of building did that replace?
Again, it was job site trailers. In that picture, it shows there was multiple trailers put together.
So you, the existing, or the pre-existing picture had three buildings?
It was actually two combined buildings and then one, like a job site trailer. The job site trailer was not even in.
So you've replaced all three of those with this?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same footprint, just different. Just one solid, one solid facility.
Just for the record, this property is zoned heavy industrial?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller?
So we approved 1995 for a period of 5 years, and then you bought it. And in the process of purchasing and placing this structure, it never crossed your mind that you needed a permit, you needed anything?
I had been making improvements on the property since 2007.
I understand. But when did you place this structure this year?
Last year.
Last year. So when you decided to replace the structure, there was no thought about needing a permit or?
Well, we went through the process of, I guess, the planning and zoning, or what is the department? The fire marshal, and they did site evaluations and reviews, and this is when it came up about this. I stated earlier that the facility that we were in literally failed, and I had to make a move to replace that facility. Yes, sir.
Okay. The fire marshal turned that down.
Excuse me.
Fire marshal turned it down. He said.
No.
No.
I said the facility had actually failed.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Typically, the board the maximum amount of time we'll approve is 5 years, and we like to see a plan, like to hear of a plan or know that you have a plan, because it is for a temporary purpose. So if we were to replace that in 5 years, we want you to understand that, it is a temporary situation and that you should have a plan in 5 years to replace that structure with a permanent structure.
There, that's where Mr. Mills is where I was going with that, to see if you're going to do something permanently, and Mr. Mills just told you the rules.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the first time you came.
It's the first time I came before. I would completely admit, well, as Mr. Mills is correct, the last exemption was in 1995, and I would, no one caught that in our legal, and no one's through the process of purchasing.
Right.
And in fact, like, no one even notified, I guess, the previous owner that it was required, and no one, there was no, it would obviously have expired in 2000, 7 years prior to me even purchasing the property. I do have a question. Does it actually, at some point, do you need that every single year? I know that I do now that I've gotten it, but because they were in 81, did they get grandfathered for any reason? I don't know why that was never brought up.
In 2000, they should have reapplied. The onus was on them to reapply.
Okay.
Actually, the onus was on them to build by then, because if we had granted it for 5 years, it was for a maximum period, and they should have had something built, a permanent structure by then.
I see.
So that's the reason he's telling you to make your plans, because you're going to have it for 5 years. You're going to be asked that question, because you have to come back in 5 years. So you better have a plan to do something. Just heads up on that one.
Okay. And I would comment, it is a nice looking structure.
Thank you. Actually, the facade I did in a new travertine, it was a kind of research for us. We did a little R&D on the front. So, yeah, that's a travertine finish if anyone would like to have that on their buildings.
Let me ask you a question. When you purchased this manufactured home, right?
Yes, sir.
Did the manufactured dealer tell you that, did you tell him what the purpose was from what you said you had talked to him and his facility?
They did not. No, it was in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you say it was Hale?
Hale Trailers has one like that.
Oh, okay. You
like that facility.
It from Hale then.
Okay. All right.
It was Sunshine Homes of North Carolina.
Okay.
So they just brought it up
and Culver and Pearson said it, so you
just
know.
Come up and put it.
Well, again, we took out something that was, if you saw, I actually have pictures of all that when we took it out.
You took out a mess.
It was a mess.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I thought I was doing, you know, everything to code. We put back in its exact footprint. We've only made what was there, you know, kind of go away and put something in much, you know, much nicer. And all to, as again, we have certifications on all the code. But I am seeking this approval so that, and that's what was brought forward to me when we went for, you know, final, basically final, we're trying to get a final CO on the building. And it was your approval tonight requires me to do that.
And you're, and you're asking for 5 years?
That's correct.
5 years?
Okay. So you'll buy in Delaware from now on? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm, well, it's.
That's teasing you.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Then hearing no other petition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 11,293 for a special use exception, but because we didn't hear any evidence that the approval of this case would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property, because it is in a heavy industrial and it is a nice looking building for a period of 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,293 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ray?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,293 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner.